Welcome to the Growing Leaders Podcast. We are so excited that you've decided to join us today. My name is Andrew, and with me, as always, hosting this podcast is Dr. Tim Elmore. How are you today, Tim?
I'm very well.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, I'm really excited about our conversation today. Mm-hmm. We're going to be having on the podcast Jeff Goodman, who is the president of Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt. What's incredible about this organization, apart from the fact of how fast they're growing, they started in 2008, already have 225 franchise stores with many, many more coming. But what's interesting is their main clientele are the generation we're talking about all the time, millennials, the next generation. And they have found a really unique way of managing millennials. And so I'm just really excited about this conversation, Tim.
I am too, Andrew. If you don't mind, let's jump in.
Let's get it.
Awesome. Jeff, first of all, thank you for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure.
Great. So you're in Oklahoma City now, but not always. If you don't mind, just start us off. Talk about how you got to Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt, maybe a little bit of your journey and how it got you to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think we all have our kind of our unique journey to take us to where we're going. Mine started out as a growing up in Massachusetts and in the suburbs of Boston. And
wow.
And after I spent a lot of time in early roles in the hospitality industry, got into the franchising game in about 2000, working for a couple of different franchising brands from a company called Brewster's Ice Creams, mm-hmm. and spent the past 7 years working for a company called CC's Pizza based in Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
And had a great experience with both of those companies, really learned kind of the heart and soul of what makes a franchisee really tick and what motivates them and how to really engage with that their franchisee community. And when the opportunity came up to engage with a brand like Orange Leaf, it was one that I really couldn't pass up. Some of the value-based company that we are, the commitment to doing it right. I can't forget to mention the unbelievable product that we have to sell as well. It created a really compelling opportunity for myself and one that I just couldn't wait to get started at.
Good. Well, I totally agree. We love it. And I think, Andrew, we were talking earlier about you, they're on college campuses, they're in communities. And
they're everywhere.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. Well, this is exciting, Jeff, because you have been a part of really good brands. It's not like this is the first good thing you've done. But something you've carried with you, I think, over the years, and I think it's the reason why a mutual friend, Mark, connected us in the first place some time ago, you care about the next generation. Certainly, you want to generate profits and you know, grow the organization, but I love the fact that you have a heart for the next generation. You're a dad, but more than that, you just care about the young people that perhaps are working at Orange Leaf Yogurt. How does that play out in your leadership over the years?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tim. I appreciate you asking it. I think all of us who are leaders and within our particular business segments, I would like to think that all leaders have a moral compass and have something within themselves that drives them beyond just simply making money as the purpose for their business. I just believe that the businesses that focus on making a difference make dollars in the long run. And that really should become the purpose of businesses. There's so many great case studies around companies that have great stances. One of my particular passions, as you just mentioned, is about being a leader to young people and helping them get a start in their career paths. And I was fortunate and blessed to have a number of mentors early on in my career who gave me great advice. Some solicited and some perhaps not as solicited advice. I think we've all had that. But I just have developed a real passion towards giving people who work with us at Orange Leaf or whatever company, giving them as much value as they give us by investing back in them. And should they so choose to engage with us, allowing them to get a value for that work experience beyond just simply a paycheck.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I like about you. Now, Jeff, usually young employees work at frozen yogurt stores, or for that matter, fast food restaurants, other quick service organizations. You and I both consistently hear executives and managers mourn the turnover rate because these kids don't stay very long. Just talk about that. Just set the stage for your theories and your new ways of approaching the young employee.
Right. Yeah, no question about it. So I think that you know, there's so many companies, as you mentioned, Tim, that that focus on, well, we've got to keep people, prevent turnover.
Yeah.
And it's talked about in such a negative light. I kind of flip the equation a little bit in the way I think about it, and look at our workforce as knowing that they are going to be transitory in terms of and embracing that. So we know our employees aren't going to work for us for more than 3 years. The average age of our team members in our stores is somewhere between 16 and 19.
Yeah.
You know, young, you know, teenage years in high school, maybe moved on to college a little bit, coming back to work for the summer. But even a higher percentage of those young people will not work for us for more than 3 years.
Yeah.
And likely will not make a career out of working for a frozen yogurt store.
Yeah.
And I think we just take that knowledge and say, okay, for the time that you are with us, how can we flip that into a strength for our company by doing what I said before, which is adding value to the time that you spend with our organization? Mm-hmm. So
good.
We just see it as an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love the fact that you use the word embrace it. It's a reality. So instead of griping, you know, let's say, okay, here's the reality. How do we deal with it? I always tell when I'm in front of college profs, I always say we can either get mad or get busy. I say we get busy.
Indeed.
So many writers call this emerging generation the gig economy. They're doing a gig here and then a gig there, and it does feel like that sometimes. I'm sure to your franchisees, I got a hand, you know, 20 employees, but most of them are doing a gig. I want you to now take a minute and share your mantra for how you're turning this disadvantage into an advantage at Orange Leaf. Just you and I talked before, and I scribbled it down, and I thought this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, so brilliance is a strong word, but I appreciate it. It's less about brilliance, it's more about doing the right thing. And, and we don't look at turnover as a disadvantage. And I'll flip it to say that what we're trying to do is actually increase turnover at our Orange Leaf stores.
Wow.
And that is, of course, within any hospitality space, complete heresy.
Yeah.
And that always provokes a raised eyebrow or two. But what we mean by that is that we are striving to become known as America's best first job. We just see, again, the opportunity to invest in young people who work in our restaurants, to have them get an experience well beyond a paycheck, and that when we get the right people in the door and we are giving them an opportunity to educate themselves on what careers look like. Mm. So in other words, what does that mean? So some of that means giving them access to coursework on even just employee basics, how to dress for success, how to interview, how to write a resume, perhaps how to create a LinkedIn profile, some basic business practices, how to read a P&L statement, a profit and loss statement, some basic business skills that, you know, those of us who are trying to make ourselves sound older and from a different generation, we would say that they just don't train people like that anymore. Why not make that more accessible? Why don't we engage more with our team members and give them those opportunities to further themselves? Because what we're trying to do is make them more employable.
Yeah.
And help them get the start that, that perhaps some of us who have achieved some pretty good success or have enjoyed a nice career, people invested in us as well.
Absolutely.
So what can we do to invest in our young people working in our stores and give them the opportunity, whether it's through mentorship or some other just counseling and coaching that, quite frankly, some of the young people aren't getting at home. We're excited about it.
Well, and I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking if there is a manager or a franchisee that starts practicing what you just preached, you're going to get some cream that rises to the top. There might be a 19, 20-year-old that you go, oh my gosh, Josh is really receiving this. He's hungry for it. Maybe we do woo him to stay, and who knows?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's the ultimate, you know, our goal of increasing turnover is kind of the ultimate self-fulfilling prophecy that's impossible to
that's
fulfill.
Right. Yeah.
Because clearly the better we do at becoming America's best first job, the further we will get from our goal of increasing turnover.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of a dichotomy, but you know, we're just super excited about it. And I think what's also important to note is that, you know, this really was born out of not only a personal passion of mine, but within the family of Orange Leaf franchisees. This is a big reason, whether stated or unstated, why so many of our franchise partners got into the business in the first place. Hmm. It wasn't simply to make money. There's lots of ways to go out and make a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think a lot of our folks got into this because they were also committed to making a difference.
Yeah.
And they really viewed their Orange Leaf as a vehicle for reaching young people making a mark in their community. So
absolutely,
it fits our brand and it fits really the personality and profile and kind of the ethos of our company.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
So I want you to now talk a little bit about this transparency that you're offering here. You're saying America's best first job. We're admitting you're probably not going to stay long. We're actually encouraging turnover. How has your transparency and honesty about these short-term workers paid off or cost you? I think you mentioned briefly one time, well, not everybody bought in. Not every franchisee just bought in immediately. Would you just get real and say, yeah, many got it, but it's paid off and it's cost us a little bit. Some are not getting it.
Yeah, and it's a great statement. Yeah, so within the franchise community, there's always people who have different backgrounds, different skill sets, and quite frankly, different motivations for why they're in business in the first place. So, you know, I think where I can't say that it's cost us because, you know, that would be like an investment gone bad. And frankly, if we reached one people or 1,000 people, it's worthwhile doing.
Sure.
So not to sound altruistic, you know, about the motivations, but that's just kind of how we view it. So what I would say about that transparency piece is that with the franchisees who really understand and who get it and embrace it, the business case is that they're oftentimes some of our most successful franchisees.
Mm, yeah.
Not just about how they embrace adding value to their employees, but because that's one piece of the good things that they do, because they take that same attitude and, you know, and use that with building community relationships, how they run their store.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's that sense of pride and it really becomes who they are. So the other piece that I would share, perhaps how it's cost us is in other franchisees that perhaps wanted to come into the Orange Leaf system. And what I mean by that is that this America's Best First Job and how we can increase turnover, quote unquote, has become a bit of a filter by which we, when we are meeting with potential franchisees who want to invest in the Orange Leaf brand, it's part of the filter that we're using for whether or not we award them a franchise or not. When we ask them the question of, you know, this is what we care about, this is what we're passionate about, we ask them the question of, how can you, if you were to become an Orange Leaf franchisee, how do you feel like you would contribute towards our goal of becoming America's best first job? And look, we don't need necessarily a long drawn out detailed point by point plan.
Yeah.
But we're looking for a little of that insight, you know, show us your DNA a little bit about what you care about. And does this connect with you? Does it resonate?
Yeah.
And for sure, we have turned away several folks who
It
just didn't connect.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very good filter, you know, as we're looking to award franchises and are we getting to many people. So in some sense, I suppose it could have cost us a couple of restaurants along the way, but I would look at that as a savings in the course of time.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'd have a misfit there and it wouldn't be fair to them or to you. Yeah.
That's no question about it.
Yeah. Love it. Well, I love the word filter. You want to filter. You want to get the right leaders in place. And then, of course, the young employees who respond well. That's the optimal situation. So you touched on this a minute ago, but I want you to drill down a little bit deeper for another minute or two. What are some of the practical ways you invest in these first job team members? You mentioned the P&L and the cash management and so forth. If I was 17, 18 years old and I was halfway sharp. I know that's a stretch for your imagination, but let's say I was halfway sharp. And you said, man, I want to invest in Tim. What would be something maybe a franchisee who really got it, what would they do?
Well, I think, you know, it may sound very basic, but I think the first piece is with the franchisee is working to build that relationship of what that team member is wanting to do over the course of the long term. Now, that's a really hard question for a teenager. Sure. What do you want to do with the rest of your life?
Yeah.
But that's not really the question. It's not what do you want to do for the next 30 or 40 years. The question is, what do you care about?
Yeah.
And what motivates you? And, you know, do you have any kind of sense of direction for your life? Or is it a shrug of the shoulders and saying, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to college. Maybe I'll just work locally. I don't really know. Well, I think with that is if we can get to the motivation of people, if we can just build relationships with young people, then that certainly opens up our ability to influence them during the course of their work experience at Orange Leaf. Some of the very tactical, you know, plans that we are rolling out now are, as I mentioned before, some access to coursework that the more we build those relationships and engage, we believe that, you know, young people will begin taking us up on the opportunity to learn more about what really dressing for success means. It doesn't mean necessarily wear the jeans that aren't ripped. It means wear, you know, a nice suit when you go to an interview. How do you present yourself? What is a personal brand? And how important that is when you do go to a job interview and so on and so forth. Your social presence within whether it be social media or just how you communicate in the written word carries a lot of weight about you as a person and makes you more or less employable as you go forward. Just those are some of the quick hitters.
Love it. Well, and what you just described are exactly what we're hearing employers, other employers say they desperately want: written and verbal communication skills, teamwork. Big picture perspective, executive functioning. It starts with executive. You can function as a human being, look somebody in the eye, shake their hand, they're dressed sharp. All the first impressions are made right. I love that.
Yeah. And certainly if we went to our team members and started using words like executive function, I think we'd lose them in a split second.
Yes.
But if we can do it in a more fun way and give some case studies and relevant, you know, kind of almost some more peer-to-peer type examples, I think we can connect with a few candidates along the way.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So right now, Jeff, you and I are talking to people who are like you and me. They're seasoned veterans, they're leaders, they're managers, store owners, educators. How do you help an older, perhaps seasoned person buy into this bigger picture viewpoint you've been endorsing? What do you say to your franchisees that really, I mean, I guess you speak to their heart, not just their head, don't you?
Yeah, I think we do. And I think that, you know, I firmly believe that everybody, I'm an optimist by nature. That's for sure. I always see the good. And I would absolutely look at those seasoned managers and the people who've been around for a while and say, let's talk about why you got into this business in the first place. You know, what really got you going? And, you know, let's talk about not only the why, but the what, which is what can embracing this kind of attitude do for your business?
Yeah.
So I think when you combine, you know, the heart and the head, appeal to the heart about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And number two to the head, which is how does this benefit my business? There's a pretty compelling story we can begin to tell. And I just think when you combine the two, the right franchisees will embrace that big picture viewpoint and are the ones you move forward with. I also have a bit of a philosophy of playing with the players on the field. And the more players we've got on the field who are executing the game plan and working hard and embracing this philosophy, I believe very strongly, and we see it all the time, where they help pull more people off the bench and get them in the game as well.
That's good.
It's not just us going to those seasoned managers. I think it's more peers going to them as well, saying, hey, this is kind of working for me. You know, how come it's not working for you?
Absolutely. That makes sense. I think, like attracts like, and this becomes a contagious culture. I love
Indeed.
It.
That's no question about it.
So I've got one last question, and I want you to say whatever you want to say, but I so appreciate your perspective as a leader yourself and how you're virally spreading this mantra and this practice. What advice, Jeff, would you give to a baby boomer or a Gen X manager who leads young people, maybe even students, about the idea of leading them well? If you had just a few minutes, which you do, just to speak to them, what would you say?
You know, Tim, it's a really great question. And without going too long on the answer, I think part of my answer is, don't try to necessarily change those young people to be like you.
Oh, that's good.
We didn't grow up the same way this generation did. And far be it for us, in the limited amount of time that we have with the young people, far be it for us to even attempt to change sort of the DNA of the young people working in our stores or the young people working for a baby boomer or a Gen X manager. I think it all comes down to building relationships.
Yeah.
And it's listening twice as much as we talk. It's engaging. It's finding out what makes the young people tick. And, you know, in a generation where far more young people would prefer to have their cell phone than a toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we trying to change that mentality, it just isn't going to work.
Yeah.
So it's not going so far as if you can't change them, join them. But if you can't change them, understand them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that the motivations are that different from what we want as well. Mm-hmm. We want to run a business that has integrity. We want to run a business that's successful and profitable. And we want to make a mark on society and leave a positive wake behind us in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's if good. You can reach a common understanding between what motivates us as baby boomers or Gen X managers and what motivates young people today, there's a basis for the conversation there. And if you can reach that point, then it's a matter of, okay, how do we go forward together?
Yeah.
So
you got a bridge, not a wall. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's break down the wall and understand what our common motivation is. And let's play off of that. We may disagree on strategy a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think, give you a quick example if I can.
Yeah.
So, kind of the baby boomer Gen X manager who may run a restaurant or a retail establishment, It was all about taking the phones out of the young people's hands but quite frankly, taking away somebody's phone is kind of when we all grew up is almost like asking somebody to give up their wallet when they show up to work. It's not going to happen. And in most cases, the phone is the young people's wallet. So it's actually a pretty good analogy.
Yeah.
So, I guess knowing that it's as using the phone, for example, embrace it.
Yeah.
We have a new piece of technology coming out where our young people working in the stores will have access to an opt-in app where they'll be able to access some of the coursework and whatnot that can help play off of the America's Best First Job piece. So in that vein, it is kind of about, well, if you can't take the phone away, let's give them the opportunity to use it for something productive while they're in the store. Yeah. Right.
I love that.
And I think that's that commonality of that understanding that we can reach where we can, really make an impact on a young person by not removing something, but embracing something.
Yeah. Well, I think the people that I know that are succeeding are doing just that. I'm going to embrace this reality rather than moan or groan about it. And the thought that went across my mind, Jeff, as you were saying this, is because you are a business, these young people are learning just in time, not just in case. They sit in a classroom. I'm learning it just in case I ever need this. But, they're talking about dress for success and cash management and everything else in a company where they're going to need to, their manager might have them use it on Friday. So I love the fact that you've got a laboratory for not just instructing, but showing and then letting them try it themselves. This is a recipe for success, if I do say so myself.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we hope so too.
Yeah. Jeff, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'm hoping this helps many, many people as they think through how they're approaching the emerging generation and making the most of it. Thank you for taking some time and talking.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Tim. Take care.
You too.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Jeff. What an incredible conversation. That was Jeff Goodman, president of Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt. We hope that next time you drive by an Orange Leaf, you'll stop and support an incredible business that really is focused on leading the next generation, helping them to become prepared for what's coming. if you are the kind of person who enjoys conversations like this, maybe about managing millennials, leading millennials, those kinds of things, we want to provide you with all kinds of resources. You may or may not know, but Tim writes a regular blog 3 times a week, and that's something that you can find at our website, growingleaders.com. Also on growingleaders.com, we have an incredible resource. It's an ebook that Tim wrote called Managing the Toughest Generation. And if you go on our website, growingleaders.com, it's under the tab called Free. So as you might imagine, it's free. And we love to provide those kinds of resources for you. We love to bring you into the conversation. So we hope that you'll jump on there, read that resource, and continue to engage and become a great leader, a great manager of the next generation. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.